The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Erech and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses. The Gemara brings a braisa. Hakol chayovin bezimun. Everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah of zimun to make a mezumen. And the Gemara says la'asuyi mai. When it says hakol, it's always coming to be marbe someone. Who's hakol coming to be marbe in this case? The Gemara answers la'asuyi noshim va'avodim. It's coming to be marbe that noshim va'avodim are also chayovin bezimun. The Tanya. We learned in a braisa noshim mezamlis la'atzmon. Va'avodim mezamlim la'atzmon. Noshim can make a zimun for themselves, and the same thing avodim can make a zimun for themselves. And Rashi explains that means that exclusive, that Noshim cannot make a zimun together with Avodim. Noshim with Avodim are not mitzarif to zimun. Now, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim whether Noshim are chayiv to mezamen. In other words, if three Noshim eat together, are they chayiv and zimun or not? So, the Pashas, when you learn the Gemara, it sounds like so the Mashmos of the Gemara is that Noshim are Chayiv and Zimun. When it says Akoil is coming to be Marbe, that even Noshim and Avodim are Chayiv and Zimun. So that means if three Noshim eat together, it sounds like from the Gemara, Pashas of the Gemara is that if three Noshim eat together, then they are Chayiv to make a Zimun. However, this is a machlokes of the Rishayim. So Tosis in our sugya over here in Erechin and in other places, Tosis says v'tzorach loymar derishus hu lenoshim lezamein avu chayuv aleka. This that the Gemara says that noshim is zamenis la'atzmon. That doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv on the noshim to make a zimun. It means rishus. If they want, they can make a zimun, and it's considered a mitzvah if they make a zimun together. But it doesn't mean that they're chayiv to make a zimun if they don't want to. And Tosfos concludes, "Valzeh samchu noshim shalonu she'ena mezamnis." Tosfos apparently, in Tosfos times, as in our times, noshim generally do not make a zimun. So Tosfos says, "How could it be the Gemara is mashma that they are chayiv in zimun?" And Tosfos explains. Tez explains here, Tez has a raya from the Gemara and Brachas that Noshim are not chayiv in zimun, and what the Gemara says here, Noshim is zamnis la'atzmon. It doesn't mean there's a chayiv zimun, it means there's a rishus. However, there are Rishonim who hold that Noshim are chayiv in zimun. One is Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif in Brachas, it's Lamed Gimel Med Aleph in the Daf Rif. He brings that the Rebbe Yonah says that Noshim are chayiv ozame, and the same thing the Rosh in Brachas Perek Zayin Medalid. He says that he understands that Noshim are chayiv and zimun, and they have to make a zimun among themselves. You have three or more women eating together, so they have to. When it comes time to bench, they have to make a mezumen. And the Rosh asks, "I the minig is." So the Rosh asks, "Either minig is that women do not make zimun." So first he brings what Taisa says over here, that shita that it's only if they want to make a zimun they could. It's a reshut. But the Rosh says that his shita is, he argues on this shita, and he says that noshim are chayiv in zimun, and he brings a raya because the Gemara here in Erechin says. That it says Hakol Chayom Bezimun LaSuyei Mai LaSuyei Noshim Avodim. It means everyone's Chayim in Zimun is coming to include even Noshim. The Noshim are also Chayim in Zimun. So, and the Rosh has another time also. It says since Noshim are Chayim in Birkas Hamazon, that's a clear halacha that women are Chayim to bench. So why shouldn't they be Chayim in Zimun? Okay, so. We have clearly a machlokes Rishonim whether Noshim are chayiv when three Noshim eat together, are they chayiv to make a zimun? Taifas and our sugya holds that they are positive for making a zimun. It's only reshus. If they want to, they can make a zimun. And the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina hold that Noshim are chayiv to make a zimun when they eat together. And lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, so the Rishonim who bring down, there's the Ruah, other Rishonim, they bring down that there was certain Rishonim who taught the Noshim in their house that they should make a zimun when they eat in a group of three or more. But many Rishonim say the minig, the regular minig, is not that way. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Hagro in Sima Kufta Itesiv Zion, he also brings, and the Bir Halacha brings it, that the Gro paskins that Noshim are chayiv to make a zimun, but that's not, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says that that's not the minig, and the minig is that women do not make a zimun when they eat together. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, Sima Kufta Itesiv Zion, we find a new shita, possibly what we can call a middle shita between these two shitas, between the shita of Taisvis, which holds Noshim are totally potter from Zimun, and the shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda that Noshim are chayoves in Zimun. The Shulchan Aruch says Noshim is amenit la'atzmon reshus. If Noshim eat together, then they don't have a chiv of Zimun; it's only reshus. But there's no chiyuv. Avol kishaorich lois imha anoshim chayovois v'yoytzeis b'zimun shalom. When women eat together with men, and there's more than three men, there's three men or more in that group, then the noshim that are sitting together with them, that are kaveh suda together with the men, they are chayovois in zimun, and they are yoytze with the zimun of the men. So this is an important halacha. It's important to know halacha l'maisa, that if you have a suda and you have three men, gedolim that are chayav zimun, and there are noshim that are sitting there together with them, so those noshim cannot leave the suda without answering the zimun. They have to wait until they hear the zimun. There are poskim that speak about the application of this halacha l'maisa. Mr. Shem, soon we'll get to that. But the ikar halacha is that noshim have to wait for the zimun. If they're sitting in a suda with a chiyuv zimun, they have to wait to answer the mezumen at the end. Now, this shita, so how do we explain the svara behind this shita? Why should it be, I mean, if noshim are chayiv, so they're chayiv. If they're potter, then they're potter. But why should it be this middle, this middle type of shita, which is what the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the smag, that noshim are not chayiv if they eat on their own. If three noshim eat together, they're not chayiv in zimun. But if noshim ate in a suda together with three or more men, then they're chayiv to answer the zimun. Chayim monoshach, why should it be like that? If they're chayiv in zimun, let them be chayiv even when three noshim eat together. And if they're potter in zimun, why should they have to answer to the zimun of the men? So the Mishnah Brura there in Sima Kufta Itetz, you've got the Zion, he explains that the logic behind it is like this. He says, because the Regilus is, I guess in those times it was like that, that noshim generally did not know how to bench on their own. In those days, we're talking about pre-Beis Yaakov days, many women did not know the benching. So therefore, the Chacham did not want to place on them a chiyuv of Birkas HaZimun when they eat among themselves without the men. Because many times it's not so shchiach, it's not so common that they would know the benching by themselves. So that's why they said that when they eat on their own, when they're eating in a suda just of Noshim, then they're positive from benching. They're positive from benching the zimun. They don't have to make a mezumen. But if they eat in a suda together with men, then they do have to answer to the zimun of the men. The Sharatzim there, Sivkot Nvov, offers another possible explanation in this, and he says that really l'katchila mitzvah v'nav muvcher is that any time a person benches, he should bench al hakois. He should bench on a kais of wine. Even though many of us don't do it today, but that's the l'katchila mitzvah v'nav muvcher. And he says the isha is gnai hadavar. Says the Gemara in Ksuvos talks about that, that for a woman it's a gnai to drink wine, to drink a cup of wine. So therefore, we the Chachamim left it that when women eat together, so that means a lady is going to lead the zimun. I mean, she's going to have to drink a cup of wine, and it's a gnai for a woman. It's disrespectful that she should drink the cup of wine. So that's what they said, that she doesn't have to, that the women don't have to make their own zimun, but when they eat with the men, then they do have to be yoytu with the zimun of the men. Okay, whatever the reason may be, but the makar of this shita, that which is the halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch, that women do not have to make zimun when they eat together, but they do have to make, they do have to answer zimun when there are three men or more eating together. Makar is, like we said, from the smag. So, and the smag learns it from our Gemara, because the Gemara says, HaKol Chayav Mezimun, is coming to include Noshim. So he asks, but the Gemara says in Brachas, that Noshim is Amnes Lashmer Rishus. That the fact that Noshim make a Zimun together is only Rishus, but it's not a Chiv. So he explains that when do we say that Noshim is Amnes Lashmer Rishus? That's only when the women ate together. Three women or more ate together, but there were no men there. Then we say that it's not a chiv on the noshim to make a zimun. However, kishaloichlis imha noshim, when they eat with three men or more, then that's what the Gemara says, hakol chayovin lasuya noshim. Then the noshim are going to be mechuyev to answer to the zimun of the men. So when the Gemara says by us, hakol chayovin, the zimun, lasuye noshim, it's coming to include noshim, that means that noshim who eat with anoshim have to answer to the zimun of the anoshim. Now, there is a problem with this explanation of the smag, because in Pshat and the Gemara, The Gemara said, "Hakol chayav mezimun is lasuya noshim." Why the Tanya noshim mezamenes laatzmon? Now, Vishlam, if you hold that noshim are chayiv legamri, like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina, so then when it says noshim mezamenes laatzmon, that means that it's a chayiv on the noshim to make a zimun. So then we understand the support that the Gemara is bringing from this brayta of noshim mezamenes laatzmon is a support to what we just said before. Means, according to the Rosh Hashanah Yoina, that when Noshim eat together, they have to make their own Zimun. The Tanya, Noshim is Amunis La'atzmon, that we understand the Gemara. The Gemara being supported in that price, and Noshim is Amunis La'atzmon, that they have to make the Chayiv to make their own Zimun. But if we explain the Gemara according to the Smak, that it means that Hakol Chayav Mezimun La'atzmon Noshim means when they eat with the Noshim, when they eat with the Anoshim. So what has the Gemara? Has the Gemara conclude? Has the Gemara bring support in that the Tanya Noshim is Amunis La'atzmon? You just told me that Noshim is Amunis La'atzmon according to the Smag. Noshim is Amunis La'atzmon means that they have to make, that they don't have to make a zimun for themselves. They, it's only Rishus. So how does that support what we said before? Hakol Chayav Mezimun La'atzuyei Noshim. So okay, I believe that the answer to this will be with the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Mishnah Berurah there brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav a new chiddush, that what would happen by a suda where there are three men or more and three women or more sitting by one suda, and then the Noshim decide that they want to separate themselves from the men and they want to make their own zimun. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's fine, they can make their own zimun, they don't have to answer to the zimun of the men. They can make their own zimun. So what do we learn from here? We learn from here a great chiddush, that when noshim become chayiv in zimun, when noshim eat together, they're not chayiv in zimun. when they eat exclusively in a female suda without men. But when Noshim eat together with men, they become chayiv in Zimun. Once they become chayiv in Zimun, then even a tziruf of three Noshim can suffice to be yoytz lechiv Zimun. So then we can understand. When the Gemara is saying Noshim chayova, Yaakov chayov in Zimun, la'asui Noshim, means when they eat, according to this mag, means when they eat together with the Anoshim, they are chayiv in Zimun, to answer to the Zimun of the men. But the question is, if they're not chayiv in Zimun at all, if the tziruf of Noshim would not be considered a tziruf, then how would that be considered, how would it be possible for them to be chayiv? So the Gemara is answering, because Noshim is amenus l'asma reshus. Since we see that Noshim is amenus l'asma reshus, so we understand that three Noshim eating together does make a certain tziruf, that their bracha of Zimun is considered a bracha. Therefore, they can be yoytze, they can be mechuyiv in the Zimun of Anoshim. Anyway, Hanagel Maisa, here's the big question. The question is, that's Negea to, it's very common in Simchas of, can you get a regular Shabbat Suda with a large group of people, you know, by Simchas, by Shabbat Brachas, by all kinds of these types of scenarios. You have a case with these women that are eating by one Suda together with men. There's more, three men or more. And there are many times from a crowd of many women, there could be three women that, for whatever reason, when it came time for benching, they were absent. They had to be out, whatever, they had to take care of something. So when they come back, it comes out that they're chayiv to make their own zimun. Even though Noshim generally don't make their own zimun, and it's only reshus, but in this case, they became chayiv in zimun because they were part of a suda of three men or more. And they weren't yoytze the zimun because they left. So now what happens is they're going to have to make their own zimun. So, Reb Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Hesem and Tess. And he says as follows. When women eat together with three men, they have to answer Berchazim. But, says Reb Moshe, in a regular Sudas Choyl, regular supper time in a family, and let's say there are a family and there's a father to bar mitzvah boys that are eating by a table, they're eating a supper or lunch, and they washed, obviously, and now they have to make a zimun. So then he says that the women are not chayiv to join the zimun. Why? Because he says that usually the woman of the house, in such a case, in a regular choil type of suda, she's busy with preparing the food, with serving the food, and she doesn't have kavana to sit down and eat together with everyone and to be kiveya together with everyone. And he says, and kolshkein, if she has small children that are keeping her, that need her attention, she doesn't have time or the opportunity to be kiveya, to eat even by herself, and kavachoyim, she doesn't have opportunity to be kiveya together with other people. So therefore, since it's not a kiveya suda on the part of the woman, she's not being kiveya suda together with the three men that are by the table. So therefore, Reb Moshe says he could be mekel, and she does not have to. She does not have to. Not to answer zimun in such a case. But he says that it's not every case, because there could be bas mitzvah girls that are not part of this. That are not busy and they're sitting by the table. They of course have to answer. He says, of course, the husband, whoever it is, the Baal Bayis, when it comes time to the Zimun, he has to call all the women together and tell them that they have to answer. And he says, and Shabbos, on Shabbos, everyone eats together, and no one's rushing anywhere, and the women are kaveh suda. Then he says, there's no heter, and no one should bench until all the women are there. If the mother, the woman of the house, has to take care of something, everyone has to wait for the zimun until she comes back to the table. So again, he says, in conclusion, when we have a suda where women attend a Suda that has three men, Gedolim, that are Chayiv and Zimun, and they're about to make a Zimun. So, according to the Halacha Pesuk in Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this is the Halacha that on Shabbos, when everyone's kaver together, he says the men that they have to make sure when they make the Zimun, they have to make sure to wait for the women to be by the table at the time of the Zimun, and he says those men who don't, that's Aser. And even during the week, many times he says, if the case is not, if the case is that the women were kaveya, then you have to call them to the table and make sure that they answer the Zimun. There is one other interesting tshuva from Shmuel Vozner Zecher Levracha in Tshuva Shevet Halevi Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Ches, and he was asked by someone, it sounds like a Hasidish person, that many Hasidim Friday night they go to the Rebbe's Tish. So when it comes, when they come home from shul, they come home, they eat the Suda, and in the middle of the Suda, when it comes to time when all the Chassidim go to the Tish, all the men get up from the table and they go to the Rebbe's Tish, and there they continue eating, and then when it comes time for benching, they bench with the Rebbe. So the problem over here is, if you have a family of, let's say, a father, two bar mitzvah boys that are eating together, and okay, so they have a heter to go to the Tish, because over there, let's say when they started the Suda, they had in mind that they could eat over there, and it's Ke'ilu, they're eating in Tumah Kainas. Let's say Mitzad Shinu Mokum, they took care of the issue of Shinu Mokum, whatever the heter for that is. But the question is, what do we do with the issue of Zimun? So the men don't have a problem with Zimun, because they're going to answer Zimun in the Rebbe's, by the Rebbe's Tish, with everyone else. But the problem is, what do you do with all the women? The women are left in the house. They're not going to the Tish. They're not going to answer Zimun. How could the men go to the Tish and leave the women at home when the women are not going to answer Zimun? They became Chayv and Zimun. So Reb Shmuel Vozner says, he answers in this tshuva, again, this is Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Ches, and he says, you're right. The din really should be that when you have three men and three women, by a Suda, and the men go to the Tish of the Rebbe. So if you have three women there, no problem. The women should, when they come to benching, they should make a Zimun. Because that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that when you have three men and three women, the women can separate themselves and make their own Zimun. So the women here, since the men left, they should when they come to bench, they should make a Zimun together. But he says, we see that the minhag is not like that. So the question is, how do we explain this minhag? So he says, Shmuel Vozner says that they are soimich on the sheet of the Bach. The Bach, that Magen Avraham brings in some reish, that says that in order to be chayv and zimun, it has to be not only that everyone started the Suda together, it has to be that everyone concluded the Suda together. But if everyone didn't conclude the Suda together, then they're not chayv and zimun. Now, the halacha is not like the Bach. Most achrayim don't hold like the Bach. But he says that lemaisa, these people, in order to rationalize this minig, will have to say that they're samech on the Bach, even though usually we're not samech on this Bach. But since over here there are anyways poiskim, like Tosfos and Erchin, that hold that women bechlal on a chayiv in zimun, even if they do eat with the men. So even though the halacha is not like them, the Shulchan Aruch is machriya like the smag. But in this case, kedai heim gedola poiskim habacham magen avrom to be slimach on them, and therefore he says it must be that these people feel that it's a tzarech gadol, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of a tzarech gadol, you could be slimach on the bach. So that's why he says this is what we can say to rationalize the minhag. But again, of course, look at tchila, and in other cases where families are eating together, simchas, etc. When there's men and women eating together, the women have to join the zimun. And if three or more of the women missed the benching the zimun, they should get together and make their own zimun. Achaz Rabbeinu brings that the disciples tell his daughters when they were eating together, three daughters, and they asked him if they could make their own zimun, and he said that it's fine. In other words, in case someone says that minig that we don't do that, we see from here the disciple felt that they're able to do it even if they even stand up equated.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.